office.
Hello, I'm very pleased that all the people have braved the cold to come out and show solidarity, because I think that the slogan of Together We're Stronger is the only way forward. There was a very famous communist who said fascism and anti-Semitism is the socialism of idiots. And I think we saw that earlier with the foolish spending calling for immigration to solve a deportation. These are idiots, but they're idiots who are responding to a particular real crisis that is facing people. Alan Greenspan, who is the chairman of the Federal Reserve, the big bank of America that is in the bottom of this crisis, said that this is a once-in-a-century crisis. It's another 1929, and I think we have to be very scared of that, because 1929 was what ushered in not only mass unemployment and impoverishment, but on the back of that, genocide and scapegoating and turning on the weakest sections of society. And it was precisely that socialism of idiots that mobilised people who had no money, who felt themselves under attack. And instead of attacking the cause of the problem, they attacked the person next door, essentially, their neighbours. They burnt down the houses of Jewish people in their streets. They rounded up the gypsies and all the other people who were identified as somehow other. And I think it's very scary that this year, Berlusconi in Italy, and I don't think it's only an Italian problem, was about to introduce compulsory registration for gypsies. Gypsy encampments in Italy